can hear them on Fridays because that's when it comes on Fridays. But he is the great grandson of Booker T. Washington, a lot of sense. And he is pushing his father's creativity that they call it a university of gigging. It's an institution. Doesn't really like that. But things happen, and if it's up, he will change it. So if I'm clocked in right now, right, ma'am, I'll go ahead and greet my brothers and sisters from Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Actually, you should be. I don't know. I'm seeing 8175 just dropped, and I think you might want to dial in on the guest line because I've got the system all set up, but I think you might have to dial in on the guest line.
All right, I'll do that right now.
Okay, I'll stay here and watch and make sure you come on.
The guest line. Okay, hold on.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I just turned on the mic.
Somebody got their speaker issue.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, somebody else. I'm muting them.
Okay, somebody's speaker is on.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. But
is anyone on the line with their speaker? Okay, it's gone. Well, we welcome Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks. And Elio, are you on, Elio? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Alhamdulillah. And you on conference call, is that correct?
Yes.
I had to dial back in. Once again, brothers and sisters, this is a family. For this man to take time out of his busy schedule to work all these computers, he loves it. He's an engineer. And as we speak, he's working on his double doctorate, double, at the same time. He's not just studying one entity of being a doctor of. He's studying two. That's the family of Booker T. Washington. All of them was learned how to be entrepreneurs. So it's a gift that this man told me. He says, "An honor to be a part of you. I was honored to be a part of me. You old enough to be my oldest brother." He said, "You don't understand. I've been following you for 30 years, coming in my living room." Now, that's all I ask Allah for. I never ask for money, brothers and sisters. I always ask Allah to help me to give back. And for him to say that just made me keep doing what I'm doing. Now, I'm not technical in time, but he laughed at me, but he puts all this stuff together. Now, he came back because he forgot. He's human. He forgets. This is why we say, SubhanAllah, everybody makes a mistake, but Allah is the best known. It has nothing to do whether you make a mistake or you forgot, because the sister on the line that I'm going to bring on, she, Salima, forgot the time of the show, and she had a doctor, her brother, everybody was supposed to be on. It happens. But when something happens, what do? When you're doing great, you don't need nobody. It's when you fall. You need someone to help you. You need someone to be able to tell you and motivate you to get back up. You're not supposed to be down there. So it's the one that falls and get back up. Fall again, get back up. Fall again, get back up. Go to a height. Don't stop. Don't come complacent. Build you another goal. Go to that height. Build you another goal. As long as you're able to open your eyes, you have ability to evolve in the world. I apologize, Linda, but let's get back to your question. You see, a child is distracted from a female that's able to do things mama cannot do. So look what God says about that. When you ask the question, who is the most important person in your life? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, my mother. Who is the second? My mother. Who is the third? My mother. Who is the fourth? My father. So that alone solidifies the fact how powerful mama is. Because mama didn't have to bring you in this world. She could have flushed you down the toilet, carried you. All that aches and pains and sadness and regurgitating. Sometimes the body be so distorted that you don't even like what you're looking at. But you carry that baby. But when you on that operation table, you got to give that life back. Just think about the pain you went through. But God raises that pain and that baby come out, because as soon as you hold that child and let it feed itself, because it knows, go right to the nipple. And when that baby draws on that nipple, nothing comes out. But the baby's intelligent. God taught the child how to be intelligent, so they won't keep it, keep it, keep it, and all of a sudden here comes the nipple. And you ain't never got to push that baby off of your nipple. Why? It knows when to stop. That's intelligence. So the child is a gift that you forget all about the aches and pain. And as my beautiful niece, Salima, her mother had nine. And they're all educated. They're all doing the right things. They ain't crooks. They ain't cheated, they ain't running around, running through women. There's none of that. It was taught well. So that means that was nine times Allah erased it from her. So the female does its job. But now you've got to cut that navel cord. So if you don't cut that navel cord and breathe on your own, you will die. You have to breathe on your own. But she still have to maintain you, with sustain you from all your different ideas that you might have in your head. When you get sick, she's right there. She catches you when you stumble and fall trying to walk. She's there. But then when you get a certain age, 10, 11, 12, there's another neighbor cord that will put your mother in a proper perspective that she's not God, because we think she is. We got to learn who God is, who created her. Now we know the difference. Now we're ready to go and get married. It's like a baby. The baby, little bird in the nest, trying to go to the ground. And then they're trying to get their wings, and all of a sudden they'll fly away. Yeah, you got to go. You got to separate from mama, because now you got to live your life. But when that young man begins to live his life, he thinks the woman is more closer than the mama. So how is it that when God says she's number one, she's number two, she's number three? So the wife might get upset and say, wait a minute, who am I? God made y'all one. You don't count your wife, you count your mama. And you count your daddy. Because without daddy planting that seed, you wouldn't be here. So these are the things that have to be given to the child as it grows up. And now he goes in the world, he gets all messed up. And as soon as that woman heard him, who are you coming to? Mama. Now in El Islam, he was listening to Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, where I speak. I would educate him how important our mothers is. No one disrespects mama. I've been in that position. I said, you may not like her, but she may be jealous of you. I said, but you never disrespect my mother. You may not like her, she will never disrespect my mother. My mother is who she is. I would not be here. So I took care of my mama all the way to her grave. Why? She's my mama. And so children don't understand that. You can go and do anything you want, but when you get hurt or you no longer can do the things you have to do, you can always come home to mama. So how could you forgive her? You cannot. And so I believe if he would study Islam, even if he was following Elijah Muhammad, he taught us they was the queen mother of the planet Earth. There's no sister that followed Elijah Muhammad can tell you them husband take care their wife. My money is my wife's money. Her money is her money. If she choose to give you $1, you say, Allahu Akbar, but she don't have to do it. That's Islam. Our job is to please her, not to hurt her, not to disturb her. And my mama grew up being disturbed. I learned. I said, well, no, I will never ever wake up with a woman laying next to me that I give her dignity, my wife, and she would wake up that I hurt her. I got to fix that because we're not going anywhere, brothers and sisters, without these females. Adam and Eve came in as one soul. And I don't see Eve saying to us, why don't you mention my name? But Eve knows when you say Adam, you say Eve. Alhamdulillah. I apologize that I had to delay because this is technology and it's not perfect. It's not ours. And they don't like it. They don't like us to teach like this. So you close one door, I'm going to open up another. So while he was fixing that, I'm talking to the world. You women are the world. And every male, I don't care whether he's a prophet, a messenger of God, I don't care if he was the great speaker of the land, I don't care if he's a great warrior, I don't care if he's the CEO or the president of a company, I don't care if he's just a normal person. Every last one of us men had to come through that tunnel and come into this world. There it is. But how could you disrespect her? Because without that womb, say, well, how did Adam and Eve come? Well, they don't call Earth Father Earth, Mother Earth. It says in the Holy Quran, heaven is at your feet. And we thought it meant our wives, our mother's physical feet. No, Allah don't need no feet. As flesh, it's your earth. Put your head down on the womb that bored you. We go down inside your prayer. Yes, there's no end, there's carpet, there's cement, but the earth is what God's talking about. And that's who we are, earthly people. We come from the earth. And without that soul, that female, man would not have came in here. I have made for it. What is it? A mate. We're the mate. We carry the two seeds. X chromosome and Y chromosome. Yes. Without that, ain't no baby coming. But we have to plant it in triple darkness. It's like you do your vegetables. Anything else you want to grow from the ground, you don't know what's going on down there, but you got to water it. You got to cultivate it. And allow it to spring right up like corn. How do you get that much of corn out of one seed? That's Allah saying to us that everything in creation is up. If I say anything that you didn't understand, Belinda, you have a right to question me. If you have another question, I'll be happy to listen.
That's the end of my question for tonight.
I thank you.
Thank you.
I want to bring on a sister that all of us should hear this, because she has an excellent question. And I stopped her. And I said, would you ask me that question on the radio? She said, sure. And so she's there from Arkansas, my beautiful sister. Andrea, are you there?
Hi, salam alaikum.
Hey, salam, beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing well. Alhamdulillah to all my other brothers and sisters there. Imam Murad.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, I asked you this question and you said that you'd give it to me. So I'm going to ask you again. Messenger Musa, Moses, as some of us know him.
You can say Musa, Moses,
they say. Musa, well, Imam Musa Obawi. I'm not talking him this time. Great speaker. I listen to him on Friday nights. You just love hearing him also. But I'm talking about Moses now.
Yes.
Because I've often heard that Moses was the only messenger that talked to Allah through the burning bush. Do you have any clarity on that?
Well,
could you answer that for me, please?
The reason I like that story, because what is not being taught, and we only learn it as we get older, I'm going to give it to you straight and explain why. There's nothing in the Holy Quran and nothing that says God, whether it's in the Torah or whether it's in the Injil, Old Testament. Nothing in the words that relates to God himself, because Allah did not change revelation. When he wrote the Quran, the prophet cannot take credit of the Quran. But when the Quran was written, the Quran was to clear the myth of things that's been said by man, not the rhetoric. Only things that went directly to Allah himself. Quran has no doubt in it. It says to me, there's no doubt. So meaning we're supposed to hear and we're supposed to obey. So therefore, what is truthful in the Torah and what is truthful in the Injil, it's not physical. But man felt that we was not intelligent enough to see it the way God wants us to see it, so he gave us a metaphor. And I always like to use this scenario. If you see a gorgeous female, my God, you will gravitate to her. And my God, you will want her. Because of her physical attraction. So I'd say a word. She's just gorgeous. But then that same woman, you have married into hell. Devil mentality. But how did you not know that? Because you chose the physical. Well, the physical is supposed to get your attention, but there's more than just the physical there. What about her soul? What about her spirit? What about her heart? What about her gift that God gave her, her five senses. Does she have all the necessary things that gives you an idea that this is the right female? No, you went for the physical. But it did get your attention. Well, that's the way it is in the Quran that's written in English, not in Arabic. And most of us cannot read the Arabic, meaning the Arabic of the Quran. We can say that because it's so close to Arabic. But not the Arabic. They had to learn the Quran all over again because a lot of things they never heard. But it was close. And I believe Allah chose that because they was the most unintelligent people on the face of the planet. Anytime you take females at 1 month old and bury them in the ground, because they're cursed, you had to send somebody to those people. And they was pagans. So therefore, the Quran came through Prophet Muhammad, prayers peace upon him, that was one of them. And they loved him. And that's not the story we're talking about. We're talking about Moses now. Now, Moses, Pharaoh wanted to kill all babies as males. Because he got revelation. He got intuitive. He came up with foresight. And someone, one of them scientists, one of them big-head men, told him that there would be a man born that's going to be able to do what he's not going to like. So he said, kill them all. But this mother didn't want this son to be killed, so she put him in a basket. And says in Revelation, they changed it in the New Testament, sent them up the stream. Now, right then, I knew that nothing goes up the stream. The stream comes down. It don't go up. It doesn't deviate, but it was written like that. So it got my attention to be curious. So, and what mother today will put a child in a basket now, and send it up the river? But this baby landed in Egypt. Whoa. I'm trying to tell you all about Egypt, but Egypt is so highly, they believe, they're intelligent, that Pharaoh thought he was God. Everything they built was high statues. The things in Egypt, think about it, is nothing in Egypt, including the pyramids, was all built by man. And you go in there and you say, how could they do this? They did it. So call them rich. They had gold, silver, they had everything that a person wanted. He lands in the area where Pharaoh's wife saw him. When she opened the basket, it was a little boy. She adopted him. So Pharaoh didn't kill that one. Pharaoh raised him. And when Pharaoh raised him, he was the head of the army. But something happened. Something happened. And I'll say it like this. I'll say that if they want to see Muhammad's followers moved on and evolved, they knew that they came from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But Brother X was being beat up. And he was being beat up by the men that Moses was with. So Moses felt that, hey, you ain't hit my brother. And he hit that man and killed him. That's a no-no. Moses had to get out of there. So Moses started traveling in the desert. That's how he learned that all of this is different, that he was built for a reason. Well, it's a good story. I can go on for another hour. I'll brought you to that point. But let's break it down. So God says to Moses, when he found God and came back, he said, go tell Pharaoh, I said, let your people go. But Moses, it's written, said to God now, remember, direct to God, oh Lord, get my brother can speak well, Aaron, he speaks the tongue, he talks the language. And the book goes on and said, okay, you can take Aaron. Said, but when you get there, hold that staff down. We got brothers walking around with canes. They want to be like Moses. Mm-hmm. Today, American brothers, dressed in garments that you look like came from another part of the world, but he got a cane like Moses. Throw that cane down. And if you look in the book, when the wise man came, threw his staff down, it was a snake. Moses threw his staff down and ate him up. Now, brothers and sisters, it's really a fairy tale, but it got your attention. So let's see what all that means. Here is it. That God tells you to do something, and you question God, and God told you directly to go tell Pharaoh, how would you question God and you say there's no God but God? So that can't be. And who is this Aram? Aram is the ego of the human being that Jesus thought he gonna go tell Pharaoh, the one who thinks he's a god, what he said. But if you look at the story, so what God you got that you serve? All-seeing God who gave me life. And I submit to no one but him. He said, I'm a god. So I'll kill you right now. I'll cut your left hand off and your right leg. So that means he shouldn't open his mouth. Well, God didn't intend for him to open his mouth. He said, throw that staff down. What is a staff? If you ever been an employer, your employees say, good morning, good afternoon, sir. Why? That's your staff. That's your ego. That's what you think you are. But Allah says, put that staff down, meaning put that big head on the rug inside your prayer. And don't you tell Pharaoh what you said. Tell Pharaoh what I said. Let your people go. Now, who are these people? Satan got us right now. Who's in bondage? Well, I'm free. Yes, you physically free, but who's in bondage? Those five senses are in bondage. Y'all, all, most of us, is tied up of this material substance out here. And so he says, tell them to let you go, meaning let you be free to say la ilaha illallah. Let you be free to serve no one but God. You are no slave to anyone. That's all that story meant. A little basket. A little basket that he went into this great city, this country called Egypt. Hold that thought, and I'm going to close on this one with him. I can talk about him for the next 2 hours. But here come another young man. All his brothers, and it was eight of them, did not like this boy, Joseph. But his father was blind. But they wanted to take Joseph out on a journey. The father gave Joseph a cloth And when they went out, they hated Joseph, because Joseph told on all of them. And whatever they did, they told on. But here Joseph was thrown in the well. They went back, and they killed the animal, slaughtered the animal, and then put the blood on him. Took him to the father and said he was ate up by the wolf or whatever animal it was. But the father smelt it. He knew something was wrong with this. That don't smell like Joseph. He's blind. He can't see. You know, when I was like, Mama said, you're deaf, dumb, and blind. You're not blind physically. You're just deaf, don't hear the truth. You're blind because you don't see the truth. So here is it that Joseph was caught and trying to get water, brought him up, and they took him to the king's castle. So Joseph was a handsome man. He was so handsome that the king's wife wanted to molest him. And she must have been pretty, because he was going for it. Veil over that statue. And he said, what do you do that for? So that's my God. And it came to him that she was shameful over a statue, and here he served the God, Allah. He said, I can't do it. She hot now. Worst thing you can do is a woman want to have sex and you don't want to have no boy, you got hell on your head. So she fought him. Then she was angry that he walked away. So she told her husband that Joseph tried to molest her. Couldn't believe it because Joseph was so beautiful. Everybody loved him. All the kings there had their wives. They loved Joseph. He must have been a real handsome man. But he served them. So he said, go get me the wise man. Wise man came in and said, it's simple. If the shirt is ripped from the front, he did it. But if it's ripped from the back, your wife did it. Why? Because if he's fighting to get away, his shirt is ripped. And if he's getting away and she's trying to pull him back, it's ripped from the back. So they realized he didn't do it. She was upset. You gonna embarrass me? You gonna shame me? Put him in jail. He couldn't do it. Then all the king said, I think you gotta get rid of Joseph because all our wives are into Joseph. So Joseph was just a handsome man. So they put him in jail. They put him in jail. He went to jail illegally. You think brothers ain't in jail illegal? They put him in jail. So he can interpret, he has the ability to interpret life. And so, Joseph, I never did this. What do you think? He said, I see that you're going home, General. And that guy said, well, tell me my life. He said, I don't want to tell you. No, you got to tell him. I don't want to tell you. He begged Joseph and said, you ain't going nowhere because you did it. Sure enough, they came and got the general, partner. He said, tell Pharaoh I'm here in prison. He never did. So he spent 5 years. He would have been home in 3. But when Pharaoh woke up and realized that it's something getting ready to happen in his dream, no one could tell him to interpret a dream. He said, I'll give you 100 pieces of gold if you can tell me. He said, I know a guy that is in jail. Who? Joseph. Go get Joseph. He said, bow. He said, I don't bow to no one but God himself. He said, don't worry about that. He said, tell me my dream. He said, well, storm is coming. You're going to lose all of your food. I'm using those words so you'll get it. He said, well, trust it with someone to protect me. He said, I can't trust them. I'm going to trust you. So the moral of the story, he became a real God, a prophet to us. Moses became the messenger of God and a prophet to us. Well, what is God actually saying when you read these stories? Simple. I'm going to give it to you. That in that big country called Egypt, Jesus, pardon me, Moses had a little basket of knowledge. And Joseph went into Egypt with morals. Allah said, the only way you're going to make it in this world with a little knowledge, with a whole lot of morals. That's all those stories mean. And when you connect the dots, you say, I got it. Your morals is easy, and you be taught by man what the world is all about. Very old men are falling today because of their morals. But yet educated, like Bill Cosby, educated like Bernstein, educated like Bernstein, these men are highly educated. They got no morals. No, you don't have morals, you don't have the angels. You don't have morals, you don't have the jinn, the good jinn. You don't have morals, you don't have Allah. So that's all these stories mean in the Quran. I can name all of them, giving all you different stories about who they are. So that burning bush, fire. Only one is able to create fire and control fire is God himself. He don't come to you and speak to you with a tongue or language. He gave you the Quran. That's his word. But he also gave you a soul. He also put two angels on your shoulder. He also sends you intuity and intuition. He sends you gifts. By who? His angels. So you mean it's his angels is why that seed went into that womb and went into the egg? That's the angel. You mean it's the angels that gave them all or gave us our limbs? That's the angel. You mean tell me when it rains, it's the angels, when it's snowing, it's the angels? You telling me my hearing is the angels? Everything, including Muhammad, the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angel came to him. So who came to Abraham? He is the man of the intellectual mind. We call him father. He is not our daddy biological. Because he was in tune with his angel that sat on his shoulder. He was in tune with his spirit. He was in tune in his taqwa. Didn't know it was taqwa. Didn't know it was God conscious. But he searched for God. That's how God talks to us. He says, read, Muhammad. Read in the name of your Lord that created. Never told him he was the God of the world. Of all the universe and everything in it, everything between it, means nothing from his creation. So I'll close on Moses by saying, get those fairy tales out your head and go read it and watch God give you the gift to realize that the Quran says, give them wine. And the Injil tells you that Jesus turned water into wine. So y'all start drinking. A little wine won't hurt you. Commercial out there. No wine before it's time. It's time. It's 5 o'clock. Drink some wine. Jesus drunk wine. Well, you got Christians now saying wine is the blood of Jesus. Oh, they turn man just turned it all around. But wine has nothing to do in the Quran as anything that's made from man. Nor in the Bible. It was not that kind of wine. Wine is a stimulator. A stimulator of your sensitivity. A stimulator of your intellectual mind being in tune with Allah. And when it's in tune with Allah, it's like them brothers and sisters have the Holy Ghost. Oh, they be, now why are they moving like that? Why are they jumping like that? Because they don't understand. It's not for you to jump. It's for you to evolve. You're in tune with God. You can do anything that's good. It's already written. You just got to go get it. And that's the problem of the African American today. Whether they say they're in Islam, whether they say they're in Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, you name them all, they all have lost the gift that God gave us. And that is, we are the only creatures on this earth that's human. angels, not human, but they are beings. The jinns are not human, but they are beings. Free creatures. God created us not from light, not from fire. He created us from what? Earth. That's why we're sick today. He's putting everything in us but earthly stuff. Did you know they just found out, brothers and sisters, that all them juices, all that sugar, diet sugar, sugar diet, it doesn't mean nothing. It does not go with the body. Matter of fact, they say it's the juices that are giving everybody sugar diet. All this, you drink orange juice, you drink apple juice, you drink pear juice. No, if you ain't drinking from the earth, if you're not drinking from the earth, you're killing yourself. I tell you that. But it's simple common sense. You're earthly, you put earthly things in your body. Go get a real orange. Get a real apple. Get anything that comes from the earth. It's for you. You're earthly. This is the Zam Zam water comes from the earth. And it's still flowing. He said, no, it comes from the rain. The rain, Allah takes that mist. You ever feel that mist? He said, whoa, what is that? Allah draws that dirty, filthy, nasty ground water and brings it up and purifies it and sends it back down to you. I hope I brought you to another understanding that, no, it's not a bush. It's not fire. Anything take fire is purified. You know, that means that anything you can do with fire, but you can mistreat it, it'll burn your house down. But fire heats your food. Fire heats your heat. Fire cooks your food, and fire do a lot of good things. That's why the jinn don't like us, because he was created from fire. They call it smokeless fire. Oh, light is good. The angels are created from light. But when you see lightning comes on, it goes off. That's us. We get it, and we lose it. We come out on Friday, we lit it up. And it's like lightning. It goes out when you walk out the door. You come to the church, you lit it up. And when you go out, you lose everything that was told to you. So Allah sends you lightning. And it lights and it goes, and it lights and it goes. The same way with the river, flow. The river flows consistently because that's the way you're supposed to love your five senses. Use it consistently. That's my humble opinion. Thank you. And without that, there's a question I wanted to be asked. My beautiful,
thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. My beautiful, gorgeous niece. You know, I saved you. I put you in the back burner because just to show you what you want is you will always find someone's gonna come to you, and all you have to do is say Bismillah, and Allah will give you the answer. Shalema, are you there?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks, beautiful. Once again, I reiterate, I thank you for your patience, because when you hear things like that, Belinda, and you hear the sister from Arkansas, those are one magnificent question. And
yes, sir.
They Allah makes it easy. This is easy. And that's all you got to do is look at matter. If all you have to do is take that which you see and don't put it and connect it with God, it's just another fall to get you to think. And if you think hard enough, and it's in your heart, you don't even need to give you an answer. God will give you an answer, inshallah. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So beautiful. Thank you. And assalamu alaikum to your beautiful listening audience. They know the fact that children may have a higher resistance rate to coronavirus. However, scientists are still reviewing the level of proclivity of children spreading the disease to classmates, educators, family members, etc. Thus, daily research is imperative for the community to be abreast of the pandemic spread. So my specific question, as a community, do you think we are active enough as a whole in daily scientific research and understanding?
Yes, we are. We are the most intelligent. Everything in creation is in us. The birds, the bees, the animals, the trees, even the mountains is all created for us. And so everything that lives is in us. We can be, you ever hear somebody say, that bird, they call a human being a bird. You know, you eat pork, they say, man, he's picking out. And so you use the animal's name. He's a rat. He tells on everybody. Now you're using the rat. And he's a dog. And some people say, yeah, I'm going to do it doggy style. So all of this is in us. We say it, but we don't comprehend it. Yes, we're scientists. Yes, we're gifted, but they won't let you get to that one. And I use this as an example. People don't know. They see Minister Louis Farrakhan, and most of us call him Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He told me to call him Farrakhan because he loved me like that, and I love him. Because you call your people you love by your first name. But they won't speak of him. And you have men in Islam don't like him because they're trying to figure out what in the world he's saying. But it's not what you speak. It's what you create. And you cannot build all these African-American men and women and children in a world like this, but yet they are not a victim of society. How could you do that if it wasn't the will of God? But the point I'm saying, he made a statement. And he said, Miami, you're going to catch hell. Remember now mayor. That mayor made everybody look belittled. He had all the people out, and he didn't do nothing. He was bragging, and now it's the worst. So they hit him. Well, you don't have to be holy and foul to come up with that. If you're in tune with Allah, don't like ugly. And when you get too big for everybody else, you're just right for God. So anybody that's a godly thinking person knows what he's saying. He don't have no magic. He knows the will of God. Allah is not going to let you get away with that. But then he says, let those brothers come in. And you'll see a major change in us being sick as we are. Well, they're not going to let you in. They don't let medicine in here that can cure you because Satan's job is to make you sick, to make you believe you got to take metformin, to make you believe you got to take high blood pressure, to make you believe they give you this because most of your food is not coming from the earth. It's built in the factory. I'll give you something. I had an expert Islamic brother on the phone, expert, 50 years in halal. I said, how you know it's halal? Brother, Muslims. I said, hey, don't tell me about the Muslims because every human being is a Muslim. So what are you saying? The brothers in Islam, you trust them? Do you know them? Did you ever met them? I said, that's all I want to know. No, I have. So how do you know we eat in halal? He said, you got a point there. But forget what they're giving you in the store. Who raised the animal? How do you know those ain't sick animals? Well, I could tell you 80% of them are sick because they make money off of us. Those are animals you're supposed to slaughter because they're not halal. They're sick. But they say, are you crazy? Give it to the Negroes that call themselves Islamic. They'll come to the store and eat it, and some say, no, we make Sajah. We make dua so Allah can take the poison out. If they put us in a situation, we don't can't do anything for ourselves. They give us everything. So what's happening is the scientists can clear this up, 1, 2, 3. But they won't allow them. They only allow you to go to a herb doctor. They was killing herb doctors because why? It stops their Benjamin. Illness is how they get rich. Prostration is how they get rich. Robbing you for every food, clothes, and shelter is how they get rich. So, yes, my question is, yes, it can be cured. It's right here in America. You don't have to go nowhere. There's doctors, but they won't give them a voice. Ms. Farrakhan can tell you who all the doctors is, but they won't give them a voice. Tell you about Satan. If you're a prostitute or you're a pimp or you're doing drugs or you just running around here running through women or women running around here running through men, Satan sends one of his imp on you because he got you. But when you abstain and you believe in nothing but God, the seal of the prophets, and love your community, he sends his imps after you. Oh, he says a great deal to change your whole line of thinking. And if he can't get you physically, he'll starve you to death. You're embarrassed. You'll be on top of the world. He'll take everything from you. Look what, I don't want to mention her name, but there's four young ladies. I mean, they superstars. For some reason, they back down. What they do, shut them down. Because what they tell you, say, listen, I want you to marry my uncle's son. That son is out of damn mind. He's not a bad-looking guy. So when you marry him, they're going to give you $20,000 for that movie. Whoa, every black man, a woman gets $20 million. Now you're on a $10 million level. They're going to give you another $20 million. Have a child by him. You had that child. So now you got 40 niggas. But now they're not working you. What's going on? They're not working me. Well, you didn't do what you told, but they tell the Caucasian, the boss, you set for life. Yeah, because he got to get alimony. Why? That's the law in Vegas. In L.A. So you got the black woman praying these fools because why? They use you, took you to a level that you don't want to come back down here. But one sister did. One came down and they beat up so bad when she came back and said, I want you to put more booze on. I want you to put more on your butt. And suddenly took her through surgery and brought her back for a few minutes and you don't hear from her no more. They laughed at her. It's all a con. The whole thing is a con, and we go for it because why? We're into the material substance. There's one. And she said, I'm standing up for every black woman that was ever an actress. And she's out there right now catching hell. All of a sudden, the black man came across and said, yeah, we're going to maintain. But she said they offered her $500,000. He said, you must be out your mind. I ain't selling the black. You owe the black actors, performers, they're just due. And she's fighting. But where's the people? Why are we not behind her? Because we're selfish unconsciously. I say unconsciously. So, yes, that question, my answer is that Allah has it right here. All we got to do is give them a platform. And if we do all the right things in the way we eat, they cannot get us. They can get anybody else, but you teach your children. Now, the children are vulnerable, your children. It's like a cold to them. It doesn't mean you don't protect them. But this mask, I found out that the germs that come out your mouth goes right back in. There's no air getting through that mask. And they know that. So it makes a person sick when they shouldn't be sick. But if your immune system is up to par, can't get you. But forget all the physical. If your morals up to par and you obedient to God, He protects you. But it doesn't mean you're going to be protected and you eat right but you shoot drugs. You eat very healthy but you snort coke. Oh, you do a lot of things, but look how you eat. And the nature can't help you. But you put that poison in your system. There's no need for us to get old at 70. When there's men that live to be 200, as if that can't happen. But if you don't take care of yourself, you just sign it. You can't give that to Allah. You can't say, well, you know I'm sick because it's what Allah will for you. No. Did Allah will Satan to be a devil? He ain't created. I heard a brother say, well, he created the devil. He ain't created no devil. Don't put that on Allah. Hell, you a devil. But he created you to be the crown of creation. But what happened? You trained to think like a devil. He didn't create, he gave you the permission. So the jinn got a permission. Satan used it as an excuse. He said, no, Lord, I ain't cursing you. I'm cursing the ones that you put as their khalifa of the world. And you didn't bring me to that level. See, Satan can't come up here to this level. He can only move like a snake and whisper in your ear, deceive you and con you with your weakness. Allah Blaz Muhammad says in the final day of judgment, you will say the devil made me do it. And he simply said, no, I called you and you simply can't. That's my humble opinion. Any more questions? No, you know? Are you there?
No, just one question today. That was it. Thank you so much.
Michelle,
I so appreciate
are you there?
That.
Michelle Muhammad? Michelle? Michelle is a sister that loves Brother Minister Farrakhan. One of the reasons I love her. And Michelle teaches on the radio. She teaches how to eat to live. And she has done a wonderful job, and I have a lot of respect for her, but she does so much. She does so much for her grandchildren. She probably came on and had to leave. That happens with her. But, brothers and sisters, the problem we have, and she didn't know that the Minister Farrakhan and I came together as one. For what? Economics. Why? We need economics. So I'm not how he thinks or how he serves Allah, and nor he worried about how I serve Allah, but we all serve Allah. And I remember him saying very distinctly, he said, I never, it's all on tape. He said, are you telling me that I think Muhammad is the Lord of all the worlds that created the heavens and earth and everything between? He said, you ain't never heard me say that. So he knows Allah, but he is saying he came in the person. All of us is the spirit of God. That makes us godly. So Allah says in the Quran, I am the Lord of the world. The. Only reason you use the word "the" because there's little gods running around. But the problem is you got big-headed and think you're supposed to control Allah. They give it to us to control. You have to be overseers of the earth to make sure everything is going to be proper. That's all it means. But it helped us a great deal because we felt inferior, man. The white man was everything. We was Asiatic black men to make it owner, the cream of the planet, all of civilization, God of the universe. So when we talk about we was God of the universe, all that inferior complex just went right the hell out the window. So today, I heard a brother said that we want to be separated. but it wasn't a physical separation. Our land. This is our country. We built this country. Our slave, our ancestors were slaves over this country and didn't get paid. I'm going to say this to you because I'm closing out. I'm going to say this to all of you, and you have to understand that when we pass away only means of this world. But Allah creates a new world. He's the Lord of all the world. You ain't going up in the sky to Pluto and Saturn and all parts. That's not where you're going. We're earthly people. However, the spirit lives into new earth. For your beautiful sisters with your eyes and your beautiful skin and your tallness, that's new. I remember what is he, Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Muhammad. He said, all them that's riding Bentleys and Rolls Royces and BMWs and Mercedes, he said, if you didn't do right in this world, you would not be riding that in the hereafter. It's the ones that were loyal to him will be riding it. Now, how would he know we're going to be in Bentleys? It was just a metaphor saying how well the hereafter will be for us. So where do we go since we leave? Because it says, from God we come and God we return. It is your deed of fitra. Your nature is God. And that will come back in this society in a new world. And don't be looking up in the sky for it. You got brothers that point up in the sky and God is close to you in your jugular vein. We're spirits. And we got to teach everybody what's the snow, you don't see the spirit. But you see the accent of that spirit. So that sensitivity, that consciousness, that love and affection, that's the spirit. That's the spirit God wants you to have. But not just for your immediate family, but your next door neighbor. From the family down the street, who's doing bad? We're going to help you. We don't care what color your skin is or what nationality. We are human beings. And human beings are supposed to help human beings. If we don't get this, this should shock us right now. There are at least, with no exaggeration, 10 million of us in this country that said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There's 10 million of us that understand El Islam. 10 million. But Allah just don't want y'all 10 million. What about the Christians? What about the Jews? What about the Hindus? You don't think they're not Muslims? So if you just think for yourself, and that's all you want, that's all you're going to get. But when you come to all humanity, as much as these brothers don't like, you see, I'm a free man in the city. I speak on it. I've seen him kiss that reverend that we call the devil in the lips. Now, something funny about the minister, he's a man. He's a human being. You kiss another human being. And that sent the message. Don't you think because of the color of skin, he's a devil. No such thing. Can he be a devil? Yes. Won't treat you like a devil is a devil. But that reverend, that loves Ms. Farrakhan more than I tell million of y'all that don't like him. Because he recognized what God has given him. Well, Allah says, I raise only a few up to give back to the master. But you don't see that one that has to give. As someone told me, and I like the way she said it, someone told me there's men that run their business as rough. They're good men. And I kind of smile at her because she couldn't see me, because that's the way I am in my business. It's strictly business. And I'm tough and rough. And I don't go, everything got to be right and exact. I don't know how to write it right and write and exact. I don't know how to be an engineer, but I've got the best engineer. I got the best public relations. I have the best this, the best that, the best that. And if I'm successful, don't give it to me. Give it to my staff. Because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be who I am. That's what the world's about. I don't fly no jet, but I go get me a pilot that got me and miles of success. I don't just go buy real estate. I go get me a man that knows from top bottom. He knows it's coming 20 years from now that's going to take my real estate down. I get the best. I can figure it out. Just give me a choice, and I choose what I believe should be the one. And it could be a lot of money, but I don't like it. But why do you take that one? Because I like it. Well, but this one is more money. I said, I'll make this one greater than that one. So it ain't just money, brothers and sisters. It's doing for ourselves and get away from what they're trying to do. You think this law, they got a new army coming in. You don't even know what they look like. They're going to kidnap you, take you elsewhere. We have to put a stop to that. And that's what these people are doing in America, because we are the army. We go to the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force. Yeah. But if we don't go to the Navy and the military, we got no army here. And that's what's going to happen. Because those men got wives and children, they got mothers, they got fathers. They're not coming here to go against us. So they're trying to build a new army. A bunch of Caucasians that have no education, but they taught them how to beat up on the innocent. But stop this, that they're taking money from the police department. We've been getting away, and not all of them, but all of them are now celebrities. Ones that have not said nothing, they finally coming out, slow but sure, and say, you're right, this got to stop. So I believe strongly, brothers and sisters, that Allah is with us. He's near. Trust in him. But don't say, tie my camel. Don't bring me a man that was called Alibaba and that's 40 thieves. You don't find that in the Quran. What is that? You don't trust no one but God, and that's it. You have to tie nothing. All you got to do is do the right thing. I reiterate. If you go after what's good, it's already written. I thank you for listening, and I sure enjoy myself. But if I say anything to hurt anybody, I apologize for the bottom of my heart. That was not my intention. But if I said anything wrong, I'm human. SubhanAllah. Allah is the best knower. If I said something, allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deed, our picture in the nature in which you was created, stand up in your obedience to God, your taqwa. Don't give me that credit. Give that credit directly to God. I had nothing to do with it. All I did was plant the seed. Allow me to grow. But I greet you from our father, Adam. We cannot forget Adam. And I greet you from our biological father, son, Abraham. And Abraham is the father of all intellectual minds, all nationalities. And I greet you from Jesus. Jesus Christ means Muslim, means Muslim. He came to do the work of his Lord, as they say, of his father. That's all he came for. And when it was over, he removed. But one will come after me, and I give the greetings to Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. And we slew with the exorcism, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessing be upon the Prophet and his companions, because when we greet him, all those prophets I talked about, Allah gives us the blessing as if we greeted each one individual, because he's the seal. I'm your host tonight, Murad Muhammad, and I greet you from the Holy Quran in the language of God. and it's strictly for us. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. I shall return, inshallah, tomorrow. Tomorrow's my big Tuesday. I've been on for over 7 years. On Tuesday, went viral 3 times, so I can't miss Tuesday. Salima, I pray you come back. Michelle, if you didn't, was able not to be on this time, we welcome you back on Tuesday. And Belinda, you should always come back. And Andrew, you should also. I mean, you women doesn't understand that y'all help this community, because that's who you are. And we don't look at anyone with a different religion different from us. You bleed like us. You get sick like us. You die like us. You go on the same earth we go in. So what makes us not like each other? We should love each other. Thank you for listening. May Allah be with all of you. And we ask Allah to protect those who are sick, protect our youth. We ask Allah to protect our seniors that's dying. And we ask Allah to protect us from this COVID-19. And we ask Allah to bless us to continue to be able to evolve so we can get back to those who need us. More important, that we leave this world as an asset and not a burden. Peace and love. Thank you for listening.
Conference recording process. This session is no longer being recorded.